Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it is ready to supervise a July poll if President Robert Mugabe abides by last week's Supreme Court ruling that elections in the country should be held no later than July 31.
As to whether or not ZEC is ready to hold elections by 31 July, yes, ZEC is ready, provided that we get the proclamation which tells us that the polling date is 31, because that will give us the time frame of activities that we have to follow.
A parliamentary portfolio committee says local government minister Ignatius Chombo should be investigated for corruption.
There seemed to be selective application of law then when dealing with cases of misconduct by councillors. For example, your committee could not comprehend the logic of imposing different disciplinary measures by the minister for similar offences by councillors.
And political parties except ZANU-PF meet in Harare tomorrow to discuss the Supreme Court ruling saying elections be held by July 31.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it is ready to supervise elections if President Robert Mugabe announces a date for the polls that is on or before July the 31st this year. Meanwhile, the electoral body says voter education will now begin tomorrow ahead of the mobile voter registration exercise in preparation for the elections. Thomas Chiribasi has more details from Harare.
Speaking during a commission's consultative meeting with the media in Harare today, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairperson Rita Makarau said the electoral body is ready to run and supervise the polls if President Mugabe abides by last week's Supreme Court ruling and sets a July date for the elections. Makarau, however, admits that it will be a tight schedule for her commission if polls are to be held on or before the Supreme Court's 31 July deadline.
We have three key dates, proclamation date, nomination date, and polling date. Those are the three processes that have to be carried through before. And as to whether or not ZEC is ready to hold elections by 31 July, yes, ZEC is ready, provided that we get the proclamation which tells us that the polling date is 31, because that will give us the time frame of activities that we have to follow. So the proclamation is the key document, and it will set the time frames for ZEC. But ZEC is ready to hold elections if they are proclaimed. If the polling date is proclaimed to be 31 July, yes, we are ready.
Makarau said her commission is hopeful that it will deliver a credible poll and improved verification process of votes would also be in place. In the 2008 polls, the MDCT claimed its leader, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, won the ballot, although figures released after a month of voting by authorities indicated that Mr. Tsvangirai did not garner enough votes to be declared the outright winner. She said her commission is concerned by reports that the voters' roll is in shambles.
Our educators have been deployed. They will start educating the populace with effect from tomorrow. And ideally, they must have at least 48 hours or 3 days before the registration teams come. So that they will then go to the registration teams with full knowledge of what services to access, what documentation they need to bring to the centers, and what to expect at the registration center. In other words, spelling out the processes. And that is what is going to commence in all 1,958 wards of Zimbabwe. That process is going to commence tomorrow. We have 2 voter educators per ward throughout the country.
Meanwhile, the ZEC chief said voter educators will be dispatched to the country's districts tomorrow ahead of the mobile voter registration exercise that will start at a date yet to be announced.
The commission is concerned that the voters' roll may not be in the shape that it ought to be in before the harmonized elections. In particular, the commission is concerned that people who lawfully registered as voters in a particular ward may have found their names removed from that roll without their knowledge. It is on the basis of this grave concern on the part of SEC that we are now calling upon each and every one of the registered voters to inspect the voters' roll during the 30-day voter registration exercise and bring to our attention any anomalies they may pick up regarding their registration as a voter.
Zach said, following the gazetting of the use of an affidavit as proof of residence for voter registration purposes, measures have been put in place to have officers from the Registrar General's office and ZEC appointed as commissioners of oath to ensure potential voters are helped easily at registration centers around the country. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.